Blog Talk Radio.
Take me through the gate.
God morning to you. God bless you all. Oh, my goodness. We are grateful that we are on this side of the dirt this morning. God was gracious and merciful and kind. He was loyal or is loyal to us. And we're able to be with you on today. Thank you for tuning in to Follow Me as I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries, Commanding Your Morning. I am your host this morning, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, and I'm here to serve you through prayer. I thank you that you have liked our Facebook page, which is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, where we would like for you to invite others to like our page. You can leave also your prayer requests, testimonies. We really like hearing about those. It's important to us to hear about those because we do pray diligently for you and with you. And I want to make sure that we were hearing the victory report behind that. So anyway, I'm also very, very excited about what God is doing for us in 2017. Already, I am getting testimonies about what God has been doing. And we want to make sure that you're a part of that. So please let us know when God has answered the prayer that we've connected with you for. We've had cars being given to people, and I'm talking about no car notes. We have had cancer healed through bodies because of the grace of God. We have had people testify that their children who were estranged from them, they've returned. Because God has been good, because God has been answering prayer, because God is God. Jesus, thank you, Lord. How about that one? Letting God just be God, letting God lord our lives. Do we allow him to be in complete control? Hallelujah. So, again, I'm here with you today, connecting with you in prayer, that God will just answer prayer, that God will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. And that God will just blow your minds this weekend. God will just blow your minds this week because he's an amazing God. And so I am going to open, of course, I am going to open up in prayer with you all on today. And we want your prayer requests. We want to hear from you. And so God, can continue to use you, you know, and God be able to continue to do what it is that he said. So I am going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. And we're going to be thankful for him and to him for that. And so how about we do that? Father in heaven, we thank you once again for another day that you are just blessing us to see and blessing us to have. Thank you for your graciousness, your kindness, your mercy that you've shown toward us. We thank you, Lord God, because you're a good God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're a merciful God. We thank you, Lord God, for being a kind and just God. Thank you, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that I'm awake this morning, that I'm clothed in my right mind, that I am in warmth, oh God. I am not homeless. I am not outside freezing and hungry and sick. Why? Because of your grace and mercy, oh God. And I bless and honor you for that. Lord God, I lift up the gates right now before you to be open, Lord God, and the windows to be open, Lord God. You will pour us out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive. Lord, I ask that you would send forth your warring angels before us right now in the name of Jesus to make every crooked way straight, every bumpy road plain. Lord God, I dispatch every listener's warring angels. Lord God, that we will have just what you said we will have, because Lord God, you preordained some things for us in our lives. And I'm asking you, Lord God, to let us walk in our prophetic Goshen, to allow us to see the vision that you have for us, oh God, and that we're obedient enough to walk in it, and that we're obeying you in every decision that we make, Lord God, because why? We have sought you. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, and everything else shall be added. So, Lord God, we're looking to seek you, Lord God, even for just today. Where shall we go today? What shall we do today? What shall we say today? When we should be silent? When we should meditate? When we should just listen, oh God, for your voice, to do what it is that you will have for us to do. God, you're great and greatly to be praised. God, you're awesome in all of your works. And so we want to be obedient unto you. We want to seek you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give us obedience. Spirits, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, give us, Lord God, just what you said you want us to have in that area, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you on today. We don't get up just taking things for granted on today. We're not just getting up, Lord God, feeling like that we're just owed this, that, and the other because we want it, because we have selfish spirits. But, Lord God, we don't have a spirit of entitlement today, but we have a spirit of gratefulness, oh God. As the song says, we are grateful, grateful, grateful to you on today, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah to you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, magnificent one. Hallelujah, omnipotent one. Hallelujah, Father God. We love you today. We honor you today. We lift you up today. Lord, you're great. And thank you, Lord God, for all those who were ailing in your body, but Lord God, you decided to heal them. And so we thank you for the healing on today. We thank you, Lord God, that you have brought them in a way, Lord God, that came into alignment of your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing in backs today, that discs have become perfectly aligned, Lord God, to your word, that we are not, our bones are not degenerating, are not torn and herniated, but we thank you that they've come into perfect alignment, Lord God, and we thank you for safety, the hedge of safety of protection as people are leaving out of doors to go to churches and works and grocery stores. Lord God, you put a hedge of protection around them, and I thank you for that on today, oh God. We magnify you, we glorify you, and give you the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray these prayers without backlash nor retaliation, and I do decree them to be so. Please, everybody, go to our Facebook page, click like, invite somebody. Don't just listen, but invite somebody to like our page. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, to invite people to like our Ministry in Motion page. Thank you for that, and have a God-ordained day, everybody.